With these comments as background, the audience was asked to vote on the poll question. And of interest, 55% of the attendees, who were primarily medical oncologists, supported offering oxaliplatin in specific clinical situations, and the think tank faculty picked up on this controversy, starting with Dr. Axel Grothy.
It was actually intrigued by the answer from the audience, you know, that about two-thirds of you would already consider oxaliplatin, at least for some patients, off a clinical trial in the neoadjuvant setting. And with so far just phase two data, the question I posed kind of to Dan was, do we really need R4 if two-thirds of us are already doing it? Or are we really doing it? Are you doing it?
I am doing it in selected patients, and I do them on the study. You know, I think the R04 question is an important one because we certainly know that capecitabine is a drug that's givable, but the dose that you can give during radiation therapy is considerably lower than the dose you would normally give systemically in most patients. So the question is, even if capecitabine and 5-FU leucovorin were non-inferior, if capecitabine was non-inferior in the advanced disease setting, that doesn't give me any comfort at all about the adjuvant setting where you're going for the cure. So I really do want to see that this capecitabine dose is equivalent to infusional 5-FU. I still think that's a standard. For oxaliplatin, in that case, you're not reducing anymore the dose of the other therapies you're giving. There was some concern, for example, that you would have many, many breaks in radiotherapy and end up giving split-course radiotherapy. So you do add toxicity. But recognize in neoadjuvant treatment, if you look at the German trial and look at the data set that I gave you, of the people who were thought to need preoperative therapy and would have been eligible to get it, in the group that went immediately to surgery, 20% of them had stage 1 disease, and these people were staged clinically by good people. So I divulge that to all patients, and I tell them, look, that's why in a T3N0 high patient, I would rather take them to surgery first, even if postoperative therapy has somewhat more toxicity. So that I think you recognize there is an enormous amount of overtreatment, even in the setting where 1 in 5 people will get preoperative radiation and not need it, unless downstaging is an issue, unless sphincter preservation is.